Okay, so let me record this while I'm thinking about it. So there's mysteries in the Bible. The Bible says that is true. This mystery that God has revealed to me, He showed me a long time ago, but I want to just talk about it on the Spreaker podcast, you know. Everything points to Jesus and His body. Jesus and His body. That's why in Revelation, the last part, it says, "The Spirit and the bride say, come, drink of the water of life freely." So, the system is attacking the head, which is Jesus, and the system is attacking the types with anti-types. Now, the anti-types will fail, and the only reason that they get anywhere is because they vampire off of the ignorant brethren. In other words, they have to vampire off the saints. They're dead. They're walking around dead. So they only get any kind of sustaining power by vampiring off of their own or a saint that's ignorant about it. This is why you're not to yoke up with them. I don't care if it's your mama, your kids, your uncle, your sister, your brother, your whoever, your neighbor, your coworker, you don't yoke up with them. Because you're dealing with a dead person. And that dead person is going to try to pull you down and vampire, psychic vampire. And everything out of their mouth is negativity and cursing and defiling you. Their dirty jokes or whatever. Everything out of their mouth is a defilement. Everything out of their mouth is not praising God and not giving God the credit, but giving themselves or mankind the credit. Every single one of them, all the lost, they will worship mankind. They will do the will of man, the will of the Gentiles, the will of the flesh, but they will never do God's will. They have no power to. They're blind. They're in darkness. The devil owns them. So the whole system is an attack on God's authority, which is the head of the body. And the whole system is an attack on the types and shadows of Christ and His body encoded everywhere in front of you right now, all the time. So this is why their artwork, their music, their words, everything that they do, their buildings, whatever they're doing is an anti. They want to destroy the cross or any sign of it, which they can't. They want to destroy the Bible. They want to water down the truth. They want to pull you into New Age and false doctrines, doctrines of demons, doctrines of devils. And they want to pull you down to lies. The whole system's a lie. You know the whole system's a lie because everything they say is a contradiction, and a contradiction is a lie. I dated this one girl. She was lying, contradicting. I thought, okay, get rid of her. She's a liar. Dated another one. She was lying. Got rid of her. Another one, lying. It just kept on. They kept lying and lying and lying. You married one. She started contradicting. She was a liar. She had to go. David said, I won't have a liar in my house, and I won't have a liar in my face. Period. I can't deal with a liar. I just can't. There's no communion. There's no fellowship. They live in a fake reality. They want you to believe their fake reality, and it doesn't exist. It only exists in their mind, and they want you to prop them up in their fake reality, and you can't do it. You can't do it. Yeah, you can show them grace. Somebody says, well, you got to give everybody grace. Nobody's perfect. Yeah, we all believe lies. We all make... Yeah, you have to give grace, but when you sit them down and say, now look, you contradicted yourself, which means it's a lie, so I'm showing you the truth, and so here it is. Do you want the truth, or do you want to still believe the lie? And they run out the back door screaming and yelling and crying and drama because they don't want to face the truth. They love the lie. They love the lie. They love the lie. They love the lie. They love their fake reality. They love their delusions. When you say the most of your TV's almost, I'd say almost all of it's lies. And your music, all of it's lies. All your Gentile culture, nation holidays, they're lies. The holidays are mockery of holy days. Everything in front of you in the Gentile nation is a lie. The money's a lie. The politics, the whole thing's a lie. The doctors are a lie. The COVID thing's a lie. The medical system's a lie. The education system's a lie. The time teachings that they teach you about time is a lie. Time is linear. No, it's not. Every day's a cycle. Every day's a repeat. Jesus is in eternity. You're in Christ, in Jesus, in eternity. So how can you be in time? You're outside of time if you're in Christ. This is why you can have an ability to see what's going to happen tomorrow, because it's already happening today. Any thought that comes in your mind, it's a quick thought. You have to be aware of your inner man. But when you catch that thought, that's just out of, you say, what is that? It's going to appear. It's going to appear. The Bible talks about God will put the thoughts in your mind. It'll happen before you even think it a lot of times. Or you'll think it and it'll happen. High synchronicity. How can you be in high level synchronicity? Because you're in Christ. There is two things going on everywhere at all times, happening in time, which means befallen, but you're outside of time. But those who are befallen, who are sinners, who are not born again, you're a saint if you're saved. Do you still, yes, you might mess up. You might, the righteous fall seven times but get back up. But listen, people who are in time, the sinners, who are stuck in time, they're not saved. Because if you're saved, you're in eternity. You're not in time. You're walking down here among them. But the sinners, all they look at is the natural. All they care about is people pleasing. All they care about is lovers of pleasure. All they care about is Friday, TGIF. All they care about is partying. They don't care about souls. They don't care about the gospel. They don't care about anything but having a good time. It's all they think about. So those who are stuck in time, time means befallen. They're going around the mountain because time is a cycle. Instead of them getting birth to their new state, their new way of thinking, their new position, like a born again does, because a born again should be growing. If you're not growing, something's wrong. Instead of them growing from glory to glory, from state to state, they're stuck. They can't stop drinking. They can't stop drugging. They can't stop lying. They can't stop cheating. They can't stop anything because they're stuck in that cycle because they're in time and it's befallen. The only reason it looks like something new is because the sun comes up the next day and you forgot what you were thinking yesterday or what you said. And I don't know how you can do it, but it's possible, because that's why they want to drown out your thoughts and your memories and your ability to think, because the word think goes back to men or man. And that word goes back to being a seer, to see. What is a seer? In the Old Testament, before they called them prophets, they were called seers. If you're in Christ, and Jesus is a prophet, priest, king, and he says you're joint heirs with Christ, you're priests and kings unto God, then you're born again, hid in Christ. You're higher than a prophet, higher than a seer, because you got the Holy Spirit. You're sealed until the day of redemption. So you can see, and the Bible says you can know all things in Christ. And I'm telling you what's happening here. The distractions, the noise. So the word man or men actually goes back to think, and it goes back to the ability to take auspices. The word auspice means you don't need to watch birds, or you don't need to watch seasons and cycles. The Bible actually says don't watch birds, because you are the temple. You don't need that. You don't need them. if you're saved, you don't need a dream catcher. You know, a lot of people have the dream catchers. They want to see something. You already know it. It's in, you are the temple. You're walking around with the Holy Spirit day by day that you're down here. You already know. You are the temple. It's in you. This is why they want to talk to you. They want to communion with you, fellowship with you, because they want a vampire off of that spiritual seeing that they don't have. They have to go and do their little rituals with the devil just to draw down demons to tell them anything. You don't need to do that because of Christ in you. You already know. You know the future. You know the past because it's happening right now. Well, how can it be right now? But the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Not yesterday, not tomorrow. Today is the day. You could be dead tomorrow. Today is the day. Why would he say today? Because every day is the same. It's ridiculous how easy it is. But the preachers are not going to tell you. They're going to try to put you back under legalism. And if anybody puts you back under guilt, shame, condemnation, it's because they're living in the past and they're living under law and they want you in the flesh under law with them, because anybody who's under law is in the flesh. And it's a blasphemy to go back to works-based system when Jesus paid it all. It's a blasphemy to be under legalism or perfectionism because Jesus paid it all. He was the perfect one. You can't be, and no system down here can be. And every system that you hear, that you see has a contradiction in it. Any man-made system is going to be contradictory. So you don't get mad at the news, and you don't get mad at it. You just see it for what it is. It's man trying to rule himself, which is impossible. Without God, man cannot make it. He can't rule himself. So it goes back to the two things I told you. Man does not want to follow the types and shadows that are honorable and right and perfect and true and holy. The only way you can do it is by the Holy Spirit. And mankind wants to usurp authority. Their boss, their husband, the children want to usurp the parents. Everything's about usurping authority that God put in place. Yes, man is weak. Man fails. But God can still work through authority, even with fallen men. That's actually how God works the most. God works through authority more than anything, to be honest with you. He works through His Word. He works through the Holy Spirit. He works through other saints. But He works mostly through authority down here. Because if you didn't have authority, authority actually will save your life. Authority will save your life and teach you how to be humble and submit and endure and sacrifice and all that. So anyway, the two things I want to get across is the whole system is against the authority of God, and everything they're doing is to usurp God, just like Genesis 3. And the whole system is to try to destroy the types and shadows. And you saw what Moses did when God told him to build everything according to this pattern. He followed the pattern. So they want to destroy the patterns of Christ and His church. And they want to twist their art, their music. Everything they're doing is anti-type. Types, shadows, and anti-types. And so the devil's system is an anti. And the devil wants to usurp authority. That's everything. If you can understand what I'm saying, you understand everything that's going on and all the battles going on around you every day.